Now, another story, a breaking story, as a matter of fact, that's being followed by EWN is the fact that there has been yet another attack on a mosque. We know that about a month ago, there was an attack on a mosque. And now in Malmesbury, we hear that someone is deceased. Others have been injured. You know, the details about this attack still very sketchy at the moment. You are joined by Imran Mukaddam, who is a relative of one of the deceased, or the deceased. A little bit about it. Once again, our condolences. What do you know about what happened thus far?
I don't know. It's all very sketchy from family members. Apparently, there was the people that were in the mosque in what we call itikaf. So the last 10 nights of Ramadan, they spend the nights in prayer inside the mosque. So my cousin's husband, Basa, and their son and a few other of the relatives were spending their time at the mosque. And apparently, this is all speculation at the moment, that one of the people that were spending time in the mosque went berserk and started, and something happened, and the deceased throat was slit in the mosque, and he's subsequently passed on. And that's as much as I can say right now. So I'll be able to give you an update in probably next half an hour or 20 minutes I'm there to really see what's happening. But We've been really, as we started Ramadan with a tragic event and we're ending it with a tragic event, and it's very, very sinister forces that's at play here. That's an assumption that I'm making, but, you know, the sectarian issue has driven a lot of division within our communities, and it seems like people are playing us up against each other, and this is not what we want. We can't import conflicts from Syria and the rest of the world into South Africa. As Muslims in South Africa, we've been contributing to peace for the past 300 years. We've been actively engaged in the society, building, not breaking down, but what's happening now is not part of the Islam that we, especially in the Cape, have enjoyed for over 300 years. And we cannot afford that this conflict from elsewhere in the world be imported into our shores and have the consequences that we have. I'm only speculating. I'm not saying that this incident is as a result of that, but we started the Ramadan with this kind of violence and we're ending it with the same violence, and it's totally unacceptable.
So you said the deceased is your cousin's husband, right? And you said the son was there. How old is the son?
His son is probably about 23, 24. And he was stabbed, and the my other cousin's son was also stabbed. He's the imam in the area, and he was apparently also stabbed. But I don't have the full details. So
we'll get an update. You're on your way over to tend. This is a personal thing for you, Imran. So I'm going to leave you. I want to thank you very much for actually taking the time out. I mean, I don't know many people that would talk to a radio station after finding out that one of their family members is deceased. So once again, our thoughts and prayers with the family. That's Imran Mukaddam. Mishka Darris, Head of Communications at the Muslim Judicial Council. Mishka, thank you very much for the time. Just a quick one from you. You know, so Imran's given us a basic idea as to what he heard had happened there. What do you know?
Hi, Kino. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Look, the Muslim Judicial Council has been extremely shocked at what has happened. As far as we know, it happened after 4 o'clock this morning, where two people have been killed and a third person has been injured. We do know that the perpetrator is a Somalian, or alleged Somalian, who has ran away from the incident and police shot and killed him, but outside of the mosque precincts. That is apparently as far as we know for now. The president of the MJC, Sheikh Irfan Abrams, as well as his deputy, are currently on site in Malmesbury so that they can determine what has actually happened. There's a lot of speculation going on, Kino, as we know WhatsApp, social media, it spreads viral. And already there have been things said that is factually incorrect. It's actually quite sad that people are exploiting, you know.
Just correct what was factually incorrect very quickly. I think let's give you that opportunity before we move on.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So apparently, the one of the messages going around is to say that the Somalian was wrapped up in a flag as he was running away. There is no indication of any flag whatsoever, and this is one of the factually incorrect information that's going out to the community.
Mishka, thank you very much for your time. We'll obviously try and get someone on the scene as well.